Greetings, readers, and welcome to the second episode of our June 2026 Library News. Summer is finally here, bringing sunshine, longer days, and plenty of opportunities to slow down and enjoy a good book. Whether you're heading to the lake, tending your garden, traveling with family, or staying cool indoors, June is a wonderful time to discover a new favorite author or revisit a beloved classic. In today's episode, we're jumping into our D-list, Summer Escapes. Leland is here to talk about deleting books on Bard using VoiceOver, and Angie is this month's staff spotlight. So grab a refreshing drink, find a comfortable spot, and join us as we dive in.
And now for this month's D-list, Summer Escapes. Every Summer After by Carly Fortune, DB 108791. 6 summers to fall in love, 1 moment to fall apart, a weekend to get it right. They say you can never go home again, and for Persephone Frazier, ever since she made the biggest mistake of her life a decade ago, that has felt too true. Instead of glittering summers on the lakeshore of her childhood, she spends them in a stylish apartment in the city, going out with friends and keeping everyone a safe distance from her heart. Until she receives a call that sends her racing back to Barry's Bay and into the orbit of Sam Florek, the man she never thought she'd have to live without. For 6 summers, through hazy afternoons on the water and warm summer nights working in his family's restaurant and curling up together with books. Medical textbooks for him and work-in-progress horror short stories for her. Percy and Sam had been inseparable. Eventually, that friendship turned into something breathtakingly more. Before it fell spectacularly apart, when Percy returns to the lake for Sam's mother's funeral, their connection is as undeniable as it had always been. But until Percy can confront the decision she made and the years she spent punishing herself for them, they'll never know whether their love might be bigger than the biggest mistake of their past. This Summer Will Be Different by Carly Fortune, DB 121323. Lucy is the tourist vacationing at a beach house on Prince Edward Island. Felix is the local who shows her a very good time. The only problem? Lucy doesn't know he's her best friend's younger brother. Lucy and Felix's chemistry is unreal. But the list of reasons why they need to stay away from each other is long. And they vow never to repeat that electric night again. It's easier said than done. Each year, Lucy escapes to PEI for a big breath of coastal air, fresh oysters, and crisp vino verde with her best friend, Bridget. Every visit begins with a long walk on the beach beneath soaring red cliffs and a golden sun. And every visit, Lucy promises herself she won't wind up in Felix's bed again. If Lucy can't help being drawn to Felix, at least she's always kept her heart out of it. When Bridget suddenly flees Toronto a week before her wedding, Lucy drops everything to follow her to the island. Her mission is to help Bridget through her crisis and resist the one man she's never been able to. But Felix's sparkling eyes and flirty quips have been replaced with something new. And Lucy's beginning to wonder just how safe her heart truly is. The Summer House by James Patterson and Brendan Dubois. DB 99921. Once a luxurious southern lake getaway, then reduced to a dilapidated crash pad, the Summer House is now the grisly scene of a mass murder. Eyewitnesses point to 4 Army Rangers, known as the Night Ninjas, recently returned from Afghanistan. The Army sends veteran and former NYPD cop Jeremiah Cook to investigate.
The Vacationers by Emma Strout, DB 97660. The post of Manhattan travel to Mallorca to celebrate the 35th wedding anniversary of parents Franny and Jim and the high school graduation of daughter Sylvia. Also along is his son Bobby and his girlfriend and family friend Charles and Lawrence. But secret agendas threaten to derail the trip. The Last House Guest by Megan Miranda, DB 95799. Typically, friendships never develop between locals and summer people in Littleport, Maine. But that's what happens with visitors Sadie and resident Avery. For almost a decade, the girls are inseparable until Sadie is found dead. Although the death is ruled as suicide, Avery feels like she is being blamed. The Five Star Weekend by Alan Hildebrand, DB115142. Hollis Schoss' life seems picture-perfect. She is the creator of the popular food blog Hungry with Hollis and is married to Matthew, a dreamy heart surgeon. But after she and Matthew get into a heated argument one snowy morning, he leaves for the airport and is killed in a car accident. The cracks in Hollis's perfect life, her strained marriage, and her complicated relationships with her daughter, Caroline, grow deeper. So when Hollis hears about something called the Five Star Weekend, one woman organizes a trip for her best friend from each phase of her life, her teenage years, her 20s, her 30s, and midlife. She decides to host her own five-star weekend on Nantucket, but the weekend doesn't turn out to be a joyful Hallmark movie. The husband of Hollis's childhood friend, Tatum, arranges for Hollis's first love, Jack Finnegan, to spend time with them, stirring up old feelings. Meanwhile, Tatum is forced to play nice with the abrasive and elitist Drew and Hollis's best friend from UNC Chapel Hill. Drew Ann's career as a prominent Chicago sports agent is on the line after her comments about a client's mental health issues are misconstrued online. Brooke, Hollis's friend from their 30s, has now just discovered her husband is having an inappropriate relationship with a woman at work again. And then there's Gigi, a stranger to everyone, including Hollis, who reached out to Hollis through her blog. Gigi embodies an unusual grace and, as it happens, has many secrets. The Five Star Weekend is a surprising and captivating story about friendship, love, and self-discovery set on Nantucket. It will be a weekend like no other.
The Guest List by Lucy Foley, DB99917. On an island off the coast of Ireland, guests gather for a wedding of a television star and magazine publisher. As the festivities begin, resentments and petty jealousies begin to mingle with the reminiscences and well wishes. And then someone turns up dead. Who didn't wish the happy couple well? Death by Beach Read by Eva Gates, DB109688. It's spring in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Lucy and Connor have moved into their new home at last, a historic cottage on the Nag's Head Beach. Lucy is now happily immersed in her work at the Bodie Island Lighthouse Library, planning her wedding and decorating the house. But then a dead body disrupts their peaceful new abode. The first night, Lucy's alone in the house with the company of Charles, the library cat. She hears sounds. While investigating, they see footsteps in the dust of the unfinished living room, and the door leading outside is open. Lucy's reminded that the house is said to be haunted. 40 years ago, the teenage daughter of the owners fled in the night and never again stepped foot inside her family home. The sounds have an all-too-human origin. One evening, Lucy and Connor find the dead body of a man in their kitchen. They soon realize he has a long-time connection to their house. Lucy's forced to find out what happened all those years ago and why it's threatening her happiness today. Meanwhile, the Classic Novel Reading Club is reading The House of the Seven Gables by Nathaniel Hawthorne, a book about another old house full of secrets. Can Lucy find parallels to her own situation in Hawthorne's fiction before the killer strikes again? Big Summer by Jennifer Weiner, DB99247. Years after the fight that ended their friendship, Plus-size Instagram influencer Daphne Berg is shocked when her high school frenemy Drew Kavanaugh asked her to be the maid of honor in her society wedding. The Salt Path by Rainer Nguyen. DB106187. The author recounts how, after learning that her husband was terminally ill and that they had lost their livelihood, the pair set out to walk the Southwest Coast Path from Somerset to Dorset. She describes the challenges and joys of their journey through a landscape of cliffs, sea, and sky.
The June magazine of the month is Scientific American. This magazine covers some of the most important and exciting research ideas and discoveries in science, health, technology, the environment, and society. Published monthly, Scientific American is available in audio format on cartridge or for download through Bard.
Welcome back to another Tech Tip. I'm Leland, and this month we're learning how to delete books from your bookshelf using VoiceOver on Bard Mobile. Let's get started. There are two ways to delete books from your bookshelf using VoiceOver on Bard Mobile. In both cases, you'll need to be in your bookshelf before you can remove any books. The first method is to locate the book you want to delete, then use a one-finger swipe down until you hear delete. Once you hear it, perform a one-finger double tap to delete the book. Repeat these steps for any additional books you would like to remove. The second method is to locate the edit button near the top right corner of the screen and double tap it. Then, find the books you want to delete. While edit mode is active, double tapping a book will present the delete option. Double tap again to delete the book. When you are finished, locate the Done button in the top right corner of the screen where the Edit button was previously located. That's it! You now know two different ways to delete books from your bookshelf using VoiceOver on Bard Mobile.
Hi, this is Angie with this month's Staff Spotlight. One of the absolute best parts of my job is talking with patrons about our shared love of reading. I'm always happy to chat about favorite authors, great books we've recently read, and even ones that didn't quite live up to the hype. Recently, I became a fan of author Pippa Grant thanks to a recommendation from a patron. We were discussing our love of modern romantic comedies set in small towns when they mentioned Pippa's books. If you're a fan of Amy Dawes, Megan Quinn, or Melanie Harlow, there's a good chance you'll enjoy Pippa Grant as well. Her books are laugh-out-loud funny, filled with quirky characters, witty dialogue, and plenty of heart. One of her series available through our collection is Girl Band. This four-book series features unforgettable characters who seem to find themselves in one outrageous situation after another, all while navigating romance and friendship on their way to happily ever afters. Another series I've been enjoying is Amy Dawes' Mountain Men Matchmaker series. The story actually begins in Last on the List, which is the fifth book in the Wait With Me series, where readers are first introduced to the Fletcher family. The adventure continues in the Mountain Men Matchmaker series, which follows a determined young woman whose mission is to find perfect matches for her single father and three single uncles. The result is a charming mix of family antics, romance, and plenty of laughs. If small town romances are your thing, be sure to check out authors Megan Quinn and Melanie Harlow as well. Their books are filled with lovable characters, humor, and the kind of feel-good stories that make it easy to stay up way too late reading just one more chapter. If any of these books sound interesting, contact the library and we'd be happy to help you find them. And don't forget to tell us about your latest favorite read. Some of the best book recommendations come from our patrons.
It's not too late to sign up for Peek-a-Box. You can sign up by calling the library at 515-281-1323 or online at iowalibrary.blog. Each month, participating patrons will receive a cartridge of specially curated books set in that month's Olympic host city and a sticker to stamp the passport they will receive with their first box. Peek-a-Box is designed for patrons 18 years and older.
Interested in joining a book club? We offer several options for all ages, and reading styles, including the Tuesday Book Club, Thursday Book Club, No Book Book Club, and Beyond the Book, Teen Book Club. Meeting times vary, and all groups are accessible by conference call. For schedules and more details, contact the library for more information. No matter what your age or interests, there's a book club waiting for you.
Another youth summer reading program is upon us, and we are very excited. This year's theme is Unearth a Story, Unleash Your Inner Explorer. Programs will be conducted virtually on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 1 to 1:45 p.m. beginning June 8th. Join Denise Bean, our youth librarian, for Arts on Mondays, Investigation on Wednesdays, and STEM Fridays. For more information, go to iowalibrary.blog.
Also this summer is Thrive Thursday, Career Lab Series, where real talk meets real connections, running from June 11 through August 6. This series is designed specifically for young adults ages 14 through 21. Whether you join us in person at the library or tune in virtually via Zoom, you'll spend your Thursdays from 2 to 4 p.m. building a personal career toolkit. Enjoy guest speakers as they talk about their careers. In June, participants will learn about culinary arts, wellness and therapy, and entrepreneurship. For more information, go to iowalibrary.blog.
This month, the State Library of Iowa is hosting virtual author visits with the three authors of the 2026 All Iowa Reads selections. These free events are open to the public, though advanced registration is required. The series began on June 9th with author Kate Messner, who discussed the children's selection, The Trouble with Heroes. Upcoming events include Alan Eskins, author of the adult selection, The Quiet Librarian, who is scheduled to speak on Tuesday, June 16th at 6:30 p.m., and T.L. Simpson, author of the teen selection, Strong Like You, who is scheduled to present on Wednesday, June 24th at 3 o'clock p.m. All sessions are held by Zoom and features a moderator who guides the discussion about the author's book, creative process, and audience questions. Attendees can submit questions in advance during registration or ask questions through the Zoom chat during the event. For more information about these and other state library programs, visit the State Library of Iowa website.
Mark your calendar and celebrate National Deafblind Awareness Week with us from June 25th through July 1st. We're bringing together five incredible guest speakers for a week of virtual presentations. You'll hear powerful stories, personal experiences, and insights into the deafblind community. Join us on Zoom each day from 12 to 1 p.m. and be part of the conversation. Visit https://blind.iowa.gov/national-deafblind-awareness for the full schedule and details. We can't wait to see you there.
In conjunction with our summer reading program, our partners at the National Library Service, NLS, and the Braille Institute are hosting their own virtual program with more content and guests for teens and adults wanting to unearth a story from June 15th to August 11th, 2026. If you want to take your summer reading a step further, we highly recommend adding this program to your calendar. It's an incredible opportunity to attend live Zoom webinars with authors, artists, national park rangers, and other compelling voices. Plus, they are dropping immersive narrated soundscapes every other week so you can audio travel through national parks. To learn more and add this to your summer reading program journey, go to https://www.brailleinstitute.org/summer-reading-program/.
The National Library Service's Many Faces of Bard program will be held Thursday, June 11th at 6 p.m. NLS's Smart Speaking to the Smart Speaker will be held Thursday, June 18th at 6 p.m. And that All May E-Read will be held on Tuesday, June 23rd at 6 p.m. All programs are held via Zoom, and the topics for have not been released yet. Check our blog, iowalibrary.blog, for updated information. Contact the library to get more information or go to www.loc.gov/NLS. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!